The Denver Public School Board has approved criteria to close schools with low enrollment numbers. The measures could affect several elementary and middle schools in the Denver area. District administrators have not identified the schools by name, but first up for closures are schools with fewer than 215 enrolled students, schools with fewer than 275 students, where enrollment is expected to decline, may also have to close their doors. DPS receives per capita funding, and with the significant decline in enrollment, administrators say these schools cannot provide the same resources for students like social services or specialized programming. Some identify the rapidly rising cost of living in Denver as a factor in dropping enrollment, as families move out of city limits in search for more affordable housing. Former immigration detainees scored a victory in a long-running federal court battle against the GEO group this week. A federal district court judge in Colorado ruled their class action suit against the for-profit prison company can go to a jury trial. The plaintiffs argue the GEO group in charge of the Aurora ICE detention facility violated federal prohibitions against forced labor by making detainees work at the facility for pay as low as $1 per day. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say Senior District Judge John Kane of the Federal District Court for the District of Colorado held that the GEO group's government contracting position does not shield the company from liability or from the public scrutiny of a jury trial. The Longmont City Clerk's Office is accepting applications for the Longmont Housing Advisory Board. There are currently 5 vacancies. Longmont's Housing Authority Advisory Board advises the Longmont Housing Authority Board of Commissioners to provide safe and affordable housing to income-qualified households in Longmont. According to a press release, board members would serve as community connectors, helping to engage residents. Visit Longmont's housing website for more information about applying. The United States Mint will start shipping out new quarters featuring the image of a groundbreaking Chinese-American actress. Luis Lincoln from KGNU has more.
The U.S. Mint will begin to ship the first U.S. currency coin to featuring an Asian American today. The new coin features Anna Mae Wong, a Chinese American actress who was a prominent figure in the 1920s and 30s. The new coin comes as part of the American Woman Quarter Program and is in collaboration between the U.S. Mint and the National Women's History Museum. Congress directed the Mint to identify prominent American women in American history to honor on a series of quarter dollars over the next couple of years. Emily Damstra, the Artistic Infusion Program Designer for the U.S. Mint, said to Newsbreak, many prominent actors from the 1920s and 1930s saw their name framed by light bulbs on movie theater marquees, so I thought it made sense to feature Anna Mae Wong in this way. The Mint will also feature other women on the coins in the next couple of months, including Nina Otero Warren, Sally Ride, Wilma Mankiller, and Maya Angelou. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
A conference focusing on the decade of indigenous languages begins tonight at the University of Colorado's Law School. KGNU's John Kellen reports.
The 54th Algonquian Conference aims to battle language loss in indigenous cultures. Speakers will address both the causes of language loss and the best ways to preserve them through reforms to law and policy. The United Nations declared the International Decade of Indigenous Languages to address the dire situation of indigenous language loss around the world. The conference is being held in the Whitmire Courtroom at the CU Law School. Speakers from the United Nations, the U.S., and Canada will present in all areas of linguistics relating to Algonquian languages. The conference runs through this Sunday. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
A giraffe was born in the Denver Zoo. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo gained a new calf Wednesday as Bailey the giraffe gave birth to a baby girl. The baby was on its feet moments after being born, which, according to zookeepers, indicates a healthy young giraffe. The baby is Bailey's second child, but her dad, Khalid, has 7 other children. The calf is the 17th giraffe in the zoo's herd. The zoo live-streamed the birth, and you can go check that out on our Facebook page to watch. For KGNU, this is Jimmy Searfoss.
Expect sunny weather today across the Front Range. In Boulder, a high of 80 and a low of 48. In Denver, a high of 82 and a low of 45. And in Fort Collins, a high of 81 and a low of 41. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell. Former immigration detainees scored a victory in a long-running federal court battle against the GEO Group this week. A federal district court judge in Colorado ruled their class action suit against the for-profit prison company can go to a jury trial. The plaintiffs argue the GEO Group, in charge of the Aurora ICE detention facility, violated federal prohibitions against forced labor by making detainees work at the facility for pay as low as $1 per day. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say senior district judge John Kane of the Federal District Court for the District of Colorado held that the GEO Group's government contracting position does not shield the company from liability or from the public scrutiny of a jury trial.